This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The giant defense contractor Northrop Grumman has won a giant Pentagon contract, a deal to build the next generation bomber that, when all is said and done and built, could be worth $80 billion. Call it pork, call it economic stimulus, call it what you will, but where is all that money going to go? From Washington, Marketplace's Scott Tong is on that one.
Northrop Grumman hasn't announced yet where it will build the bomber, and it's gone stealth on key suppliers for this stealthy aircraft. But already, people at the company-run plant in Southern California's Antelope Valley are anticipating and celebrating. Christopher Thornburg at Beacon Economics tracks the area.
You think about the old stealth bombers, those were built up there in the Skunk Works. There's a couple big testing ranges that still operate up there, including China Lake. So defense and the Antelope Valley have always gone hand in hand.
Word has it, the Valley may get 1,100 aerospace jobs. But the broader defense industrial complex in this area has shrunk by two-thirds since the Cold War. And today, economist Robert Kleinhens at the LA Economic Development Corporation says defense contracts don't produce jobs the way they used to.
The components that go into an aircraft today are increasingly electronic. So you have less of a need for mechanical assemblies that might have required more human hands, if you will.
Given the mission of this warplane and its technology, it will largely be made in America. Northrop will assemble, but it won't make everything, and the key suppliers stretch across the country, which also dilutes the economic stimulus. Political scientist Kenneth Mayer at the University of Wisconsin is the author of The Political Economy of Defense Contracting.
There is only a small number of companies that can actually produce most of the advanced subsystems. You have probably two companies, General Electric and Pratt & Whitney, who can produce the engines. You have a small number of companies that can produce the advanced avionics.
There will be winners, as in the past, but it is not a return to the past for the nation's defense sector. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.